time for Melody Rice and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I've got a heart as big as Texas, and it's filled with love for you. I looked around all over Texas, till I found someone so true. It always seemed the same as any other, but when you came along, it grew and grew. I've got a heart as big as Texas, and it's filled with love for you. It always seemed the same as any other, but when you came along, it grew and grew. I've got a heart as big as Texas, and it's filled with love for you.
Well, howdy there, friends, and thank you for coming to visit us once again here at Melody Ranch. I say thanks because it gives us a chance to show you what real Western ranch life is like. And now, friends, here's a mighty pretty old tune that still ranks right at the top, as far as I'm concerned, on our all-time list of Melody Ranch favorites. Remember, Sierra Sue, I'm sad and lonely. The rocks and rills
you, folks. Thank you.
Hey, Buttram.
Yeah?
What are you doing over there?
Oh, hi, Mr. Artery. I just sitting here looking through one of my old family albums.
The word is album, not all bum. You don't know your grammar.
Word's all bums. You don't know my family.
Well, thank goodness for that. Incidentally, Who's this here?
Oh, him? Oh, that's my Uncle Chester Buttram.
Oh, Uncle Chester.
Yep, that's him.
What do you do? Have your finger put over the lens when you snap the shutter?
No, of course not.
Then how come Uncle Chester's head's missing?
Look, pal, I only took the picture. I didn't ask him his affliction.
Well, probably that's just as well. Say, by the way, who's this character? The one with the goatee, wearing the ventilated beanie.
Oh, him. That's my cousin Mule Drew Buttram.
Yeah.
He was a panhandler.
Oh, so I see. But why is he holding 2 tin cups?
Business was so good, he opened up a branch office.
Shall we go to the next page?
Yeah. This here on the next page, that's my Uncle Swamp Root.
Oh, Uncle Swamp Root.
Yeah, he's a policeman.
Oh?
Yeah, but unfortunately, one day he blew his whistle at a girl and got 17 years at hard labor.
17 years?
Yeah.
Just for blowing his whistle at a girl?
Yep.
How come?
He married her. Funny thing, though, we never had to worry about him getting cold in the winter.
Oh, is that so? How come?
Well, seems every November, as soon as it got cold, Uncle Swamp Root drank 3 quarts of antifreeze.
Antifreeze?
Yep.
And that kept him warm during the winter?
No, but it kept him unconscious till spring.
I'd like to tell you one of my favorite yarns. A yarn that all began one day, not too many years back, right here at Melody Ranch. Seems I just received a letter from a friend of mine named Ted Wheeler, sheriff down in the border town of Moreno, asking me that if I could arrange it, he'd like to have me come down and pay him a visit. The P.S. at the bottom is what clinched it, though. It said if I'd come, he had promised me a home-cooked Mexican meal with a side order of trouble. Well, sir, occasionally I like a little of each, so I went. Now that's what I call a meal.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Cigarette?
No, thanks, Ed.
I'm in trouble. Frankly, I don't know what to do about it.
Oh? What kind of trouble?
Well, the worst kind, I'm afraid. This town I'm supposed to be enforcing law in is falling apart at the seams.
How do you mean?
Oh, gambling, blackmail, robberies, violence, mention only a few of the minor crimes. The unbelievable part of the whole thing, though, is this, Gene, there's just one man behind the entire dirty operation. It's a man by the name of El Gancho.
Can't you stop him?
Stop him? I can't even find him. Furthermore, every time we nab one of his boys, the judge lets him go. Claims there's not sufficient evidence.
You mean he's in?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Even our highest administrators of justice are on El Gancho's payroll.
I can't believe it.
That's still not all. Come over here at the window. And look across the street. You see it? The Red Velvet Dance Hall?
What about it?
Nothing. That is, if you don't mind winding up in an alley with a knot on your head in exchange for your wallet.
No, thanks.
I don't blame you. In that case, further on down the street is the Nugget Hotel. Take a walk through the lobby. If the pickpockets don't get you, con man will. Same thing holds true for the Silver Dollar Cafe, the Red Steer Inn, and darn near every other place that does any business here in town.
You mean this El Gancho character owns them all?
Every single one of them. Pretty nice, huh?
Nice for him, yeah.
That's what I mean. So far, I haven't called in the federal authorities, mostly, I guess, because that's a matter of personal pride. You see, I want this guy, El Gancho, Gene. What's more, I want you to help me get him.
I see.
What do you say?
Well, when do we start?
I kind of thought that's what you'd say. Now, look, I got a little information the other day, but before I can be sure it means anything, I'll have to go up to the state capitol and do some checking on certain angles of it. Meantime, I thought you might nose around town a little, get familiar with the setup. That way we can compare notes when I get back here late tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon. By the way, Ted, which spot in town would you say was the main headquarters for this gang?
Oh, that's easy. The casino club. Only I'm warning you, watch yourself. They're a tough, smart team, Gene. And they don't like the idea of anybody trying to steal their signal.
Don't worry, I'm not going to try to steal their signal. I just thought I'd try to find out where their line's the weakest.
Okay, folks, get your bets down. Red or black, odd or even, any number. That's all, no more bets. Number five on the black, too bad. All right, here we go again. Oh, a double, oh, pick your line, pick your number. Everybody plays. All bets down.
Put this on number five, will you, friend?
All right, cowboy, number five it is.
Thanks.
Sorry, that's all for this time, folks. No more bets. Number 16 on the red.
Hey, wait a minute.
Is something wrong, cowboy?
You're darn right there's something wrong. That ball dropped in the number eight hole. You made it jump out again.
What did you say, pal?
You heard me. That wheel's crooked.
Don't reach, mister. Just start walking toward that back door like a good little boy.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Now get going.
Looks like I have no other choice.
Okay, hold it. In there. And now...
Oh, looks like our little chum is finally waking up, Joe.
Yeah. We thought you was going to snooze all day, sleepyhead.
Where
am I?
Where you are now ain't important.
What Blackie means is this, cowboy. You got exactly 24 hours to make yourself scarce.
Oh?
It's 5:30 now. If you're anywhere around these parts at this same time tomorrow afternoon, we'll show you how tough we really can be. Now get going.
Well, I'll say one thing for El Gancho's gang. They really put it on the line. There was just thing... one thing that made sticking around past my limit more attractive than their offer. If I became enough of a nuisance, I might get to meet the boss in person. Anyway, that's what I was coming on as I walked into the casino club the next night at exactly 6:15. 15 minutes past my instructed deadline for leaving town.
What's the matter, cowboy? Ain't you got a watch?
Maybe. Why?
It's 6:00, that's why.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
So you want to play games, huh?
That depends. What kind of games?
You'll find out. Come on, get up.
And what happens if I don't feel like getting up?
Well, you'd better feel like it, chum, because you've got a date with El Gancho. And he don't like to be kept waiting.
Five minutes later, I was being blindfolded and shoved in the back seat of a car. What seemed like 10 minutes after that, the car stopped. I was led up some steps, through one door, along a hallway, then through another door. Finally, somebody took my blindfold off. When they did, I saw him. A giant of a man, well over 6 feet tall. But that wasn't what made the chills go up and down my spine. It was his right hand. Only it wasn't a hand. It was a hook, which in Spanish means El Gancho.
Buenas noches, Senor Autry. So nice of you to accept my invitation.
Thanks.
That's all, boys. You may go back to town.
Right, boss.
Now, Senor, we can talk alone. First, though, I feel it only fair to warn you. My gun lies within easy reach here on my desk, and believe me, I will not hesitate to use it.
Don't worry about that. I'm allergic to lead, especially when taken internally.
Good. And now let me tell you why I invited you here. You see, I have a very interesting hobby.
Oh?
I collect hats. For instance, this one. You recognize it?
Why should I?
I think you should. You see, it used to belong to a friend of yours. I believe his name was Ted Wheeler. Sit down, Senor Autry. I am not through yet. As I said before, my hobby is a rather unusual one. I collect hats, it's true, but only hats with bullet holes in them. Yes, and this is the part I think you will particularly enjoy. I put the bullet hole in the hat before the previous owner has had a chance to remove it from his head. It is an original hobby, no?
You mean you killed Ted Wheeler?
Oh, come now, senor. Let us not be so blunt. Let us merely say that I used him to further my pastime. You see, unfortunately, he had information which he was checking concerning my immigration papers. As a matter of fact, he was coming quite close to discovering my identity and spoiling my, shall we say, harmless pleasures. That was his mistake. Now, because you did not choose to take my advice, you have made yours. In other words, my friend, you shall contribute your hat in a manner similar to your friend.
I can hardly wait.
Nor will you have to. Now then, I know it is not the gentlemanly thing to do, but would you please put on your hat?
Looks like I have no other choice.
But first, see how you like your best in your life. I'll take that gun. And now, Mr. Gletcho. Let's do it, man.
All right, senor, if you wish. But remember how I came to be called El Gancho. This hook is sharp when embedded in one's back like this.
Mr. El Gancho, get up and start walking. Your little hobby of collecting hats is all over.
Thank you.
friends, it's often been said, and truly so, that two of man's most precious possessions are words and music. Without them, I'm afraid his life would be pretty empty. With them, he finds a constant source of beauty, comfort, and inspiration. A mighty good example of which is this next song. When day is done and shadows fall, I dream of you. When day is done, I think of all the joys we knew. That yearning, returning to hold you in my arms. Won't go, love, I know, love, without you, night has lost its charms. When day is done and grass is wet with twilight dew, my lonely heart is sinking with the sun. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all when day is done.
When day
looks like that's just about the last of the gravy in the frying pan for this Melody Ranch steak fry. But long about this same time, and over these same radio stations, yours truly and all the gang will be right back again with a brand new batch of the same. And now this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us
until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again.